say you searching for happiness.
Well, this the way to go.
You say you want peace.
This the way to go.
If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live.
This the way to go.
The show.
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 God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to the Way to Go podcast. This is Jerome Baker. I'm the youth pastor at A Place of Refuge Church in the city of Carrollton, Georgia, where my dynamic pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. For those who may not usually listen to the podcast, the purpose of this podcast is to help youth and young adults, as well as parents, grandparents, and guardians to be productive in every aspect of their life. And I believe that's the will of God, because Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we can be productive or have abundant life when we consider and take heed to God's word. So today, just for a few moments, I want to talk to you about some reports that have been released concerning a remake of the movie Cinderella. You can see the topic of today's podcast. I put a little spin on it. I call it Cinderella, because the things that they're dealing with and pushing towards our children are sin when you consider God's word. And I believe if we're going to effectively train up our children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, we have got to deal with these issues that our kids are facing. You know, when it came to sexuality and things of that nature, you know, you would deal with that from a parental aspect in the home. But now these particular topics are just being forced on our children at very young age, at very young ages, even down to where they're not just dealing with it in movies, but now we see in cartoons. And in my opinion, I believe this is just evil. This is demonic. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians 5:16 that the days are evil. I mean, we see the Bible coming to pass. This is just evil. So let's look at it. In case you're not informed, I'm glad you're listening, and this will help you to be informed as a parent, as a young parent, or just as a teenager or a young adult. So we know Cinderella, a very old story, I believe came out in the 1950s or 60s, about a young lady and her relationship with some seven dwarves, and, you know, good versus evil with the wicked witch and so forth. So they're remaking that like they do so many movies. And I firmly believe sometimes a movie just needs to be done once. Once they do it, don't even remake it. I mean, why even redo Coming to America or do a sequel? Just leave it alone. But nevertheless, Cinderella is about to be remade, and the fairy godmother is going to be played by a man named Billy Porter. For those who may not know who Billy Porter is, according to his Wikipedia page, Billy Porter is an actor, singer, and a Broadway performer. And he is known, according to an article found on Christian Post, for wearing women's clothes. If you just Google Billy Porter, I mean, you'll see that. Some more information about him. In 2014, Porter won a Grammy Award for Best Musical Theater Album for Kinky Boots. He currently stars in an FX television series for which he was nominated for a Golden Globe Award, and he won the 2019 Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, becoming the first openly gay black man to be nominated and win in any leading category at the Primetime Emmys. Porter is openly gay, and he was married to Adam Smith on January 14, 2017. So here you have Cinderella, and one of the characters is going to be played by Billy Porter, the fairy godmother. And this is what he told CBS on this week, or earlier this week. He said, "We are presenting this character as genderless. At least that's how I'm playing it. And it's really powerful." He said that Cinderella is going to be a classic fairy tale for a new generation. "I think the new generation is really ready. The kids are ready. It's the grown-ups that are slowing down. And this is what he said to CBS in an interview. This is just saddening to me. Of course, it's nothing new. We've seen this, these type of roles being pushed towards children over the years, especially recently. But it seems like every movie that comes out of Hollywood now is going to make sure that, you know, that voice of sexuality is really pushed. And it's sad when it's really placed in cartoons. And this is not Billy Porter's first role that is centered towards children in the mainstream. We found out in January of this year that Sesame Street asked Billy Porter to appear, or he will appear, in an upcoming episode of Sesame Street, where, of course, he will probably be wearing a dress. So these are things that I believe parents need to be aware of. This is just the day and time that we live in. This is not the only upcoming movie that is pushing this sexuality agenda on our children. There is another movie coming out called Onward. I believe it's by Pixar, if I'm not mistaken. But it will also have a homosexual character in this cartoon. And so it will be Disney's first. Of course, Pixar and Disney work together. It will be Disney's first openly gay character. And so I believe that comes out in March. So Onward was censored in Russia, was banned in multiple Middle Eastern countries. But of course, in our country, it will be applauded and really pushed forward. I just believe parents need to be informed. The Bible says that we should train up our children in the way they should go. And when we talk about the way they should go, we know the way is Jesus. He said in John 14:6 that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And I remember when my kids were children, sometimes we would take them to the movies. And if you don't study, if you don't do research, man, you'll be in awkward positions and you'll be sitting in the theater not knowing, man, what in the world is going on? And these situations will be popped up on you and your kids will leave with questions or maybe even confused. And we know God is not the author of confusion. And so I quickly found out that I had to change up my parenting techniques, and I wanted to do this episode to help young families, young parents, even grandparents that like to take their kids to the movies and be entertained. There is a website that I used to use to help my mind get ready, as well as to where I could train my kids if we chose to go see certain movies, to let them know what the Bible says about these particular issues. PluggedIn.com is a website that I have used so many times over the years. PluggedIn, all one word, .com. It's a website that gives reviews of all movies from a biblical or Christian perspective. I mean, they break it down. They let you know the positives. They let you know the negatives, aspects of the movie. They let you know curse words. They let you know about sex scenes. They let you know if there's going to be nudity. They tell you the plot. I mean, they tell you everything. So if it's a movie you want to see or take your kids to see, you can address these issues before they even see the movie in a way to where they have the mind of Christ. That's what the Bible says in Philippians, that we should let this mind be in us that's also in Christ Jesus. So you can prepare your children and not let them be raised by these movies. We can train them and be wise because the days are evil. So that's a website that I used. It's sad. This is nothing new. It's to the point to where you pretty much have to expect these things and all of the TV shows and the movies that are released in this day and time. But we have to be wise. Again, we have to be wise. It says throughout the scripture that wisdom is the principal thing. So we need to make sure we get understanding of what is trying to program our children and make sure we're on top of it. So Onward, you might want to do a little research on that, as well as Cinderella, starring Billy Porter. And I'm telling you, just Google these things and you'll see some pictures. And this would be great to talk to with your kids or your teenagers as you get ready for vacation or get ready to fellowship and take them to the movies or what have you. Or you may not even choose to participate. You know, you're the parent. You make the decision. So I hope this has helped. Make sure you check out the Way to Go podcast. I have other messages. I minister every week to our youth and young adults at our church. You can listen to them on your phone. You can share them. And I know they'll help you to be more productive in every aspect of your life according to God's word. I'll catch you next time right here on the Way to Go. God bless you.